Sherwood Hills on the edge of Madison is proud of its trees. It even uses an oak leaf as its logo. Officials there recently banned so-called junk trees, specifically buckthorn, eastern cottonwood, Norway maple, and honeysuckle. The state's urban forestry coordinator says these types of landscaping laws are becoming more common. Dick Rideout admits some banned trees may be invasive or have bothersome characteristics, like the seed-carrying tufts of the cottonwood. But he says banning certain trees is not something state foresters encourage.
There are some legitimate reasons to ban certain plants, but many times it's potential to create as many problems as you're trying to solve.
For example, Rideout says tree bans might prevent restoration groups from planting in areas native species. Mark Wegner, the arborist for Sherwood Hills, says there have been few tree ban complaints and limited griping about construction rules designed to preserve trees. However, there is concern over who would pay to take down diseased trees.
What happens if someone's yard has six or seven oak trees in it and they all get diagnosed with that disease and they have to come out? You know, that would be a significant financial burden for someone. And we're not really sure how on that one yet to see if it's something where we can get a coalition of residents and the village to help offset those costs for that individual homeowner.
Oak wilt and Dutch elm disease, along with increased development, spurred Sherwood to enact a tree ordinance, something required for the designation Tree City USA. More than 130 Wisconsin communities have the special municipal moniker. Wisconsin ranks fifth in the nation for this honorary title, which recognizes the environmental and aesthetic importance of trees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.